عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياك الله. الله يجزي خير ووفقك وبارك فيكم، الله يحفظكم ويعينكم. ما شاء الله، الله يوفق، الله يوفقك ويتقبل منا ومنكم صالح العمل. جزاك الله خير. أحسن، بارك الله فيك، حياكم الله. نعم تفضل.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I just want to ask you, how are you feeling in Bahamas?
ماذا؟
يعني كيف شايفين البهامس؟ كيف حالك في البهامس؟
بهامس بهامس.
كويس. You like our people here?
الحمد لله. جيد، لكن يعني I live in مدينة. Special. Special city.
Yes.
لكن الحمد لله دعوة وتعليم وتعرف على الناس في خير، الحمد لله الحمد لله. لكن أنا أسعى إلى الأحسن أفضل. فهمت كلامي؟
Yeah yeah yeah. So you want us to be better. I wish you with your dua we will be better, continue to be better.
نعم.
And you had interacted with so many Bahamians, you must have formed some opinion about us. How do you think you can make a comment on that?
In Bahamas?
Yes.
No. No.
Would you like to come back to us, sir?
Inshallah. لكن أنا أذهب إلى دول عديدة للدعوة، ليس البهامس.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. I don't know whether other understanding or not, but.
يعني أنا إذا جئت هنا في ترينيداد يقولون نحتاج هناك في ترينيداد.
Okay.
في بلد ثاني أيضا.
Inshallah, next year we can expect you to be here. I love you. This is the first time I've got so attracted to any sheikh coming to this place. And
الآن هنا ترجم مضبوط معايا. الآن في هذا المسجد يحتاج إلى بعض التكاتف لأجل رفع مستوى الإسلام في البلد.
In this masjid. There needs to be some working together in order that Islam can be raised in the area.
فالآن يعني تكلمت أنا مع فيصل هنا، قاسم يحتاج إلى small house.
لازم. Yeah.
No money.
Yes.
No زوجة. زوجة in Zambia.
لازم واحد زوجة في السعودية. I mean Bahamas.
In Zambia.
زوجة تاني.
فيحتاج بارك الله فيكم إلى مساعدة، يعني تتكاتفوا في البناء. قل له المخطط جاهز، كلام الجميع.
The blueprints are ready.
والبناء متوقف على المال.
And they're just waiting for money to start the building.
وليس المهم أن تعطي المال لفيصل أو لقاسم.
And it's not important to give the money to any particular person.
أن تجتمعوا وتروا ما هي المصاريف المحتاجة.
What's important is that you all get together and see what is needed.
فواحد يقول أنا أحضر الحجارة.
So
أحضر
some
يعني المواد.
So somebody can donate the cement and the blocks.
أو النصف.
Or half.
أو أجرة العمالة.
Or the pay for the workers.
أو طلاء البيت.
Or طلاء البيت.
يعني بويه.
أيوة. Or the paint.
أو تجهيز المطبخ.
Or preparing the kitchen.
يعني يتقاسم المسلمون الذي في المسجد ما يحتاجه بيت قاسم.
لازم.
So the Muslims should help one another to see what it is that Qasim's house needs.
التكلفة الكلية يعني ليس كثيرة.
The entire cost is not very much.
13,000 دولار. بيته جاهز.
Just $13,000.
فأنتم تكونوا لجنة لمراقبة بناء البيت.
So
ثلاث أشخاص.
You should have a committee, like three people or so, to oversee the building of his house.
يعني ممكن مثال على ذلك يعني فيصل وأنت وعمر.
As an example. نعم. as an example that these three people could be the committee. In the committee to oversee the building. To where all of the everybody can be at ease. $13,000 is very little. It's easy for the Muslims. For the better of the masjid.
يعني الآن قاسم ممكن يذهب بعد عدة بعد شهر أو شهرين يذهب إلى زامبيا يجلس 14
Perhaps Qasim now is going to leave and go back to Zambia and stay for 4 months. So he can visit his wife.
لكن لو عنده بيت ما يحتاج يجلس 4 شهور.
But if he had a home, he would not have. If he had a house here, he wouldn't have to go and stay that long.
يعني إذا كان يعني زوجته معه ممكن فقط تحتاج في السنة شهر يزور أهله ويرجع.
If he had his family with him, he might not have to go more than a month to go visit and come back.
I would like to say that Bahamian community, Ummah here, is a very poor community. It's not not many are can afford much. Alhamdulillah, we have been blessed by the funds coming from Saudi Arabia and other sheikhs, and we have a major construction here, which others may feel envy about us, but we ourselves together are not a rich community, although the many Bahamians outside look rich. Secondly, your advice is very good that we, this brother Qasim has come, and he has gained some respect in our community, and he should continue to stay here. I wish he continue to stay, and it is our responsibility that we should give him a house, provide him enough money for him to sustain here. Sheikh, you must know, we have 1 year ago, our community did contribute and built a house for the sake of Imam coming from somewhere, California. But I don't know whether Sheikh can go and stay there or not. That's, I don't know the politics locally. So there was a provision made for the Imam last year. And maybe now it is rented out or what, I don't know. But he is to stay in the trailer. As an Imam of this community, he should have a dignified respect. People were not even addressing him as a brother Qasim. He was being addressed as a simple Qasim, which I was felt it is not right. When we are praying behind him, he deserves to be respected. And he need to be reflected that our leader, of our Imam, has to have some respect in the outside. Now, having come to that, like, and you also said you have to have some community subcommittees allocated for doing things. In my 20 years here, there is no subcommittees have been created. With the due respects to Dr. Brother Faisal, he has been running the show good, but he has not groomed anybody to raise in the community. I don't know how many years I am going to live, I don't know how many years one he is going to live. The people in Muslim communities is a problem is that we do not groom people to take the power. If a president is come, he will sit for 40 years. He will not make anybody to come and take over the place, over the time. Similar situation, not only here, I see in my hometown, I see him here. We do not groom our own community to raise up to a particular level. So, it is what is called as a decentralization of certain powers, delegation of some powers. Okay, you give it to power to somebody. Unfortunately, when a person receives some power, he becomes headstrong. He tries to challenge the authority of his above person. So these kind of weaknesses are there in our community, and you sheikhs should increase people to respect what is authority and how to delegate the authorities to others, so that others also should be able to raise up to a standard, and we should be proud to say, I am doing this garden job, this is me who did it, not the Faisal. People should be able to say that. That kind of course, every one of us needs some credit for doing something, not just because I am given some favor and given a room, I will not be happy. One should be recognized. So these are the things we have to iron out, several things. It's not that easy to do things here.
ترجمه
شو باختصار الكلام؟
يعني بتكلم عن انه
الناس هنا فقراء، اللي فهمت
فقراء. وثاني شيء زعلان ليش الناس بيقولوا يعني بس بيسموا قاسم باسمه هيك، ما يقولوا إمام أو أخ أو إشي. وبعدين دخل في الكلام على فيصل ومش موافقه ومش عارف إيش، وهذا هو يعني خطبة، يعني مش سؤال.
13,000 دولار قليل.
He said $13,000 is not very much.
حتى على بهاما فقير ما في مشكلة.
Even for a place like the Bahamas, whether it is poor or not.
ولازم مجتمعكم هو الذي يكفي بعضه بعضا، ما يحتاج من الخارج.
And your community should be self-sufficient and not be in need for outside help.
الغني يدفع 1,000 دولار.
The rich should give 1,000.
أو 2,000.
Or 2.
الفقير 100 دولار.
The poor $100.
10 دولار.
$10.
في بركة.
There is blessings in that.
احنا ما نطلب من الفقير يدفع 1,000 دولار.
We're not asking the poor individual to pay 1,000.
فيعني وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى.
And aid one another in righteousness and piety.
وبعض الإخوة تبرع أنه هو يبني، ما يحتاج إلى أجرة بناء.
And some of the brothers have already offered their building services.
وبعضهم تبرع بسيارة مستعملة قديمة.
And some of them have offered to donate an older car.
يعني تبرع هكذا يعني يكفي إن شاء الله.
So donating in this fashion should be enough.
المهم لا يجعل الشيطان له سبيلا على الإخوة حتى يمتنعوا من مساعدة بناء الإمام، بيت الإمام.
So what's important is that the shaitan is not given an opportunity to stop and be a prevention for the house of the imam being built.
والنساء التي عندها ذهب زيادة تبرع به.
And the women who have extra gold or jewelry, they should also donate it.
لأجل مصلحة المسجد.
For the better of the masjid.
وقاسم هذا ساكن في المسجد.
And Qasim is living in the masjid. He is not a type of person who is out a lot. Rather, his life is usually around the masjid.
فهو خادم للمسجد.
So he is a servant of the masjid.
وهو إمام.
And an imam.
وهو طالب علم.
And a student of knowledge.
فيعني جزاك الله خير، تعاونوا على البر والتقوى بعجل.
So aid one another on piety and righteousness.
نعم.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام.
السلام.
I had a few questions for the Sheikh. First one, Allah Ta'ala swears by time in Surah Al-As. The question was, what is time?
يقول في سورة العصر الله يقسم بالزمان، فما هو الزمان؟
اختلف العلماء في المراد بالعصر في الآية.
The scholars have differed regarding what is intended by العصر in the verse.
منهم من قال إن العصر هو وقت صلاة العصر.
Some say that العصر is the time for صلاة العصر.
ومنهم من قال إن الدهر هو مطلق الزمان.
And others say it is the time.
الذي يشمل الليل والنهار ويشمل الشهور والأيام والسنين.
Meaning the days and the nights and the weeks and months and years.
والله عز وجل لما يقسم بالزمان هو ليس لأن الزمان إله.
And when Allah swears by the time, it is not because time is a god.
لكنه يقسم بالشيء لبيان أهميته.
Rather, he is swearing by it to denote its importance.
وهذا موجود في القرآن في آيات عديدة.
And this is found in many verses of the Quran.
لكن نحن لا يجوز لنا أن نحلف إلا بالله.
But as for us, it is not permissible for us to swear by anyone aside from Allah.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحلفوا إلا بالله.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Do not swear by anyone aside from Allah."
من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله أو ليصمت.
Whoever wishes to swear, then let them swear by Allah or to remain silent.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, "Whoever swears by other than Allah has committed an act of shirk."
ويجوز أن تقول والله.
And it is permissible to say, Wallahi.
والرحمن.
I swear by الرحمن.
والعليم.
Or العليم.
وربي.
Or I swear by my Lord.
أو تحلف بصفة من صفات الله وعزة الله.
Or to swear by any description of Allah's descriptions like the might of Allah.
وقدرة الله.
Or the power of Allah.
ونحو ذلك.
And so forth.
نعم.
Okay, I have one final question. How can we prepare the Muslims in Bahamas for the future?
يقول كيف نؤهب المسلمين في البهامس للمستقبل؟
بالتعاون على البر والتقوى.
By helping and aiding one another upon righteousness and piety.
واستمرار في طلب العلم.
And continuing to seek knowledge.
والعمل بما أمر الله به وأمر به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And implementing what Allah and His Messenger have commanded.
والارتباط بالعلماء.
And keeping ties with the scholars.
ومثل هذه الزيارات تكون مفيدة.
And these types of visits are beneficial.
وتجمع بين المجتمع أفراد المجتمع المسلم.
And to unite the different individuals of the community.
ويعني تعاونوا فيما بينكم.
And to aid one another amongst yourselves.
وغلبوا جانب العفو والرحمة.
And be mostly merciful and pardoning.
وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقكم دائما للخير.
And ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to always grant you success in good.
فعليكم واجب عظيم.
So upon you is a great obligation.
لو كان المسلمون هنا يدا واحدة.
If the Muslims were one here in united.
ومتعاونين.
And helping one another.
لتفرغوا لدعوة النصارى إلى الإسلام.
They would have been available and free at that point to call the non-Muslims and the Christians to Islam.
لكن الشيطان يأتي للإنسان.
But yet the shaitan comes to an individual.
ويجعله يشتغل بأخيه.
And sidetracks him with his brother.
ويركز فقط ماذا فعل فلان وماذا فعل فلان بدل أن يعمل للإسلام وأن يتعاون مع أخي.
And they become only concerned with what so and so has done and so and so has done. Instead of working for Islam.
ومن أعظم المشاكل تكبير الأخطاء.
And one of the greatest problems is making mistakes to be a very big deal.
وكذلك من الأخطاء الإهمال للأخطاء وعدم إصلاحها.
And another problem is ignoring mistakes and not correcting them.
أسأل الله لكم التوفيق والسداد.
I ask Allah to grant you all success.
لكن على كل مسلم يعني أن يعمل مع إخوانه وبنفسه.
But upon every Muslim is to work with his and work on his brothers and himself.
فلا يجعل اختلاف المسلمين سببا لتخاذله عن الدعوة.
So he should not make the differing that takes place amongst the Muslims something to hold them back and discourage them from giving the دعوة.
فإن قصر إخوانه فهو لا يقصر.
So if his brothers fall short, he would not.
وإن كان في بعض إخوانه عيب فلا يجعل هو نفسه هذا العيب يعني ذريعة لأن يفعله.
So and if any of his brothers have any mistakes, then they make this mistake as an admonition to not fall into it themselves.
No.
My question was also,
It's like a narration or something? Yeah. Yeah, what's the narration? Yeah.
And just...
No, just mention the meaning of the narration, you will know it.
إيش اسم الكتاب؟
البداية والنهاية في الفتن والملاح.
ابن كثير هذا.
نعم. نعم.
Basically, what it's saying is that what it's saying that at the end of the time, after all the intercession is given, Shafa finished with all the prophets, all the martyrs have given the intercession, right? It says that it says and until there remains no one who is granted intercession except for after his intercession is granted, even Iblis will stand tall from what he sees of Allah's mercy, hoping that he will be interceded for. After all this is done, then Allah will say, I remain, I am the most merciful of the merciful ones. He will enter his hand into the hellfire and take out an amount that none can enumerate except he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if they are grain. So Allah will spread them on a river that is called the river of animals, and they will grow. From the side of green sun and a shade that has yellowness on it. They will grow until they become the likes of pearls. Written on their necks is Al-Jahannamiyun, you know, the hellfire ones. The ones freed by the most merciful Azza wa Jal. The people of paradise will know them by that writing that they never did any good for Allah, and they will remain in paradise. So what I'm asking is, who are these people? Are these non-Muslims? Because it's saying that after all the Shafa has given, all the martyrs and everybody has come out, or are these still Muslims who you know, come out at the end?
يسأل عن من يقال عنهم الجهنميون.
I know. جزاك الله.
وهل هؤلاء مسلمون أم كفار إذ ذكر في الرواية أن قد انتهت جميع الشفاعات ولم يبقى أحد يشفع لأحد فيخرج الله تبارك وتعالى هؤلاء القوم فهل هؤلاء مسلمون أم كفار بارك الله فيكم
الذي يدخل النار نوعان الذي يدخل النار نوعان
the two types of there are the people who enter the hellfire are two types
نوع الأول المشركون
the first is the polytheists
يعني الذين كانوا في الدنيا أشركوا بالله وأقيمت عليهم الحجة
meaning the ones who in the dunya they associated partners unto Allah and the proof had been established against them
أو الذين كانوا من أهل الفترة وما أقيمت عليهم الحجة لكن امتحنهم الله عز وجل يوم القيامة ففشلوا في الامتحان وأشركوا بالله
Or they are individuals who did not receive the message of Islam before their death, but on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them and they failed in their test. These individuals, Allah has ruled that they never leave the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they are never going to be people who will leave the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed Allah does not forgive that any partners be associated unto him. And he forgives what is less severe than that to, for whom he chooses.
النوع الثاني ممن يدخل النار.
The second type of people that will enter the fire.
الموحد.
Is the people of Tawheed.
المسلم.
The Muslim.
من جميع الملل.
From all the different groups.
سواء كان مسلم أيام نوح.
Whether he be Muslim from the times of Nuh.
ولكن عنده معاصي.
But he had some sins that he committed.
أو مسلم في عهد موسى عليه السلام.
Or he was Muslim in the time of Musa alayhi salam.
أو في أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مسلمين
or from the nation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from the Muslims
لكن عنده معاصي
but he had some sins he committed
فأدخله الله النار ليعذبه
so Allah entered him into the fire to punish him
على عمله الإجرامي
because of the crimes that he had committed
ثم بعد ذلك يدخله الجنة
so and then after this he will enter these people into paradise
هؤلاء الناس
these individuals
على مراتب.
They are on different levels.
هناك من معاصيهم كثيرة جدا.
There are some of them who have a lot of disobediences.
وغليظة.
And they are very severe ones.
ومنهم من معاصيهم أقل.
And some of them they have lesser crimes.
فيعذبون على قدر تلك المعاصي.
So they will be punished based on the severity of these crimes.
بعض هؤلاء الناس هم أشد الناس عذابا.
Some of these people, they will be the most severe of people in the torture.
ويصبحوا محترقين.
And they will become burnt up and charcoaled.
لكن عندهم أصل التوحيد.
But they have the foundation of توحيد.
فبعد أن يعذبهم الله في النار على قدر ما يشاء.
So after Allah punishes them in the fire for the amount of time that He chooses.
يخرجهم من النار وقد صاروا فحما.
He will take them out of the hell fire and they will be charred at this point.
فيضعهم في نهر الحياة.
And then He will place them in the river of life.
فينبتون كما ينبت حميل السيل.
And then they will grow like the river. Grass grows.
ويكتب على جباههم عتقاء الله من النار.
And it will be written on their.
أو الجهنميون.
It will be written on their foreheads. These are the freed ones, the emancipated ones of Allah from the fire, or the جهنميون.
وهذا ليس عيبا.
And this is not a fault.
وإنما هذا شرف.
This is actually an honor.
من محبة الله لهم أدخلهم الجنة.
That by because of the love
عنهم.
Because of the love and pardon of Allah for these people, He has forgiven them.
ولا يدخل أحد الجنة إلا من رحمه الله.
And nobody will enter paradise except for those whom Allah has had mercy upon them.
وعفى عنه كل شيء.
And has pardoned them for everything.
ورضي عنه.
And pleased with them.
فكل من يدخل الجنة قد رضي الله عنه.
So every individual who has entered paradise, Allah has already been pleased with this person.
لكن تكون النار له قبل ذلك تنظيف.
But the fire will act as a cleansing for this individual before that.
لأن الناس على ثلاثة أصناف.
Because the people, they are three different types.
صنف طيب.
There is a goodly one.
ما في أوساخ.
There is no, they are pure and they don't have any filth on them.
فهؤلاء المؤمنون الصادقون.
These are the true believers.
يدخلون الجنة مباشرة.
They will enter paradise directly.
ولا يدخلون النار.
And they will not enter the hellfire.
لكن يمرون على الصراط.
But they will pass over the bridge.
مسرعين.
In a very fast fashion.
الصنف الثاني الخبثاء.
The second type are the evil ones.
النجسون.
The ones who are filthy.
فهؤلاء النار لا تنظفهم.
These types of people, the fire will never be able to purify them adequately.
ولا يصلح فيهم التنظيف.
And purification does not help these types of people.
بل يعذبون في النار أبد الآباد وهم المشركون.
Rather, these people will be punished in the fire for eternity, and these are the people of shirk.
الصنف الثالث من الناس.
The third type of people.
من فيه طيب وخبيث.
Who is has good and evil in them.
ليس خبيثا مطلقا ولا طيبا مطلقا.
He is not entirely good nor entirely evil.
مثل الحديد لما يكون فيه أوساخ وشوائب.
Like steel or metal that when it has some dirt in it and نعم.
فيوضع في النار فالنار تحرق الأوساخ.
So it is this metal is placed in the fire to purify it from these impurities.
حتى يصبح نظيفا.
Until it becomes pure.
حديدا خالصا أو ذهبا خالصا.
And it becomes pure gold or pure iron.
بعد التنظيف.
This is after the cleaning process.
خلاص يدخل الجنة.
This person will enter the paradise.
وفي الجنة ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر.
And in paradise there is a beauty and a bliss that no eye has ever seen the likes of and no ear has ever heard the likes of, and it has never been imagined by any human being.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في الجنة.
And they will see Allah in paradise.
ويكون سعيدا هو وزوجته وزوجاته.
He will be happy there with his wives.
وعنده القصور وعنده الخدم والحشم والأكل والشرب وكل شيء.
And for him will be the palaces and servants and food and so forth. Everything.
نسأل الله أن نكون من أهل الجنة.
We ask Allah that we be of the people of paradise.
نعم.
One more issue. I heard the question about the 13,000 for some residents or something like that. I didn't hear it clearly, right? But wouldn't it be good to use the resources we already have? For instance, there's a lot of space upstairs there that could be used as an imam's residence. Those situations could come down here. You have space here to have a library. You have a lot of space in the back there. And up there could be very well be used for an imam's residence in the meantime until you can do better. So if you could take a look and give a suggestion on that, inshallah.
Sure.
يقول المساحة اللي عندهم هان فوق وكذا ليش ما يحولوه إلى مسكن سكن للإمام بدل ما يبنوا بناية مستقلة يستعملوا كل هذا
هذا المسجد وقف.
This masjid it is donated
للعلم
for knowledge
للدراسة
and studying
للدعوة
and دعوة
والأفضل أن يبقى هكذا.
And it is better for it to remain as it is now.
لأنه إذا سكن هنا هو وزوجته.
Because if he lives here with his wife.
ما يستطيع يبيع ويشتري.
He cannot buy or sell anything.
ممكن هو يصير بيع شراء.
He cannot buy or sell anything.
لأن التجارة في المسجد لا تجوز.
Because buying and selling anything in the masjid is impermissible.
يعني أنا أريد أن أبيع لك الجوال ما يجوز داخل المسجد.
So if I wanted to sell you this phone here, I couldn't do it in the masjid.
لابد أخرج خارج المسجد.
I have to go outside of the masjid to do so.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن البيع في المسجد.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited buying and selling.
وهذا داخل في المسجد.
This all up there is part of the masjid.
وقف.
It is donated.
بعدين قاسم إذا سكن ما يستطيع يبيع ويشتري.
And if Qasim were to live there, he could not buy or sell anything.
ما هو فاهم الموضوع يعني. يعني المسجد له حرمة.
It means that the masjid it has a particular respect and honor.
ليس كالبيت.
It's not to be made into a home. It's not like a house.
بعدين يأتي وقت يحتاج الناس إلى دروس، يحتاج إلى صلاة في رمضان. إن شاء الله يكثر المسلمون. بعدين نقول له قاسم اطلع من البيت لا يصلح.
And then a time may come when classes need to be held and the Muslims become more numerous and they need the space. And then are they going to tell him that you need to leave? What are they going to do? That can
بعدين stop. إذا سكن قاسم بيجي ناس ثانيين بيقول لك نسكن إحنا كمان فوق.
And if he were to live there, then other people would come and say they want to live there too.
فلذلك المسجد يكون خارج.
So for this reason.
الأرض موجودة.
For this reason, the masjid should be. يعني for this reason, this should be an outside of the masjid.
$13,000 قليل.
$13,000 very little.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
My question is on Jannah. Because you said just now in answering one of the brother's questions that the believers would see Allah in Jannah. Now, whenever I'm given my understanding of Islam to non-Muslims, part of what I tell them is that Isa alayhi salam is not God because he entered the creation.
Because?
Because he is part of the creation. He was created. And Allah has no reason to enter into what he has created.
No.
So, how do I explain Allah being in Jannah? Because didn't Allah create Jannah?
يقول ذكرتم أن المؤمنين يرون ربهم في الجنة فكيف يوافق يوفق يعني كيف نجمع بين هذا وبين كون الله في داخل الجنة وهو خالق للجنة كيف يكون داخلها؟
أنت ترى السماء؟
He said, can you see the sky?
السماء في الأرض؟
Is the sky inside of the earth?
لكن هي في الأرض.
Is it in on the earth, the sky? No.
الشمس.
The sun.
تراها.
Can you see it?
هي في الأرض.
Is it in the earth?
الشمس big كبيرة. الأرض صغيرة. مع ذلك أنت ترى الشمس.
Even though the sun is very large and the earth is very small, you can still see the sun from the earth.
أنت ترى الشيء وهو ليس عندك.
So you can see something and it is not there with you.
وهو فوقك.
It is above you.
وخارج مكانك.
And outside of your area.
فنحن في الجنة بإذن الله تعالى.
So we in paradise inshallah.
نرى الله وهو فوق.
We will see Allah while He is above.
This one was answered before, but I just want to get it from you because a lot of other people are here and I'd like them to hear it. If a brother refuses to pray behind another brother and doesn't give a reason for it when asked, right, what advice can you give to that brother? And if to reconcile with the brother, you know, the brothers told him that one day we might have to fight jihad together, and the brother tells him he would take off his clothes and let the kafir kill him instead of fighting with the brother. Could you shed some light on that and you know, give some advice on that, please?
To the brother?
It's not funny. You stood by and let it happen, right?
يقول
لا تفعل هذا. تفضل. إيش السؤال؟
يقول السائل إذا كان أخ يعني أبى أن يصلي خلف أخ آخر ويعني في عنده شيء من البغضاء والحساسية وذكر يعني موقفا حصل في يبدي هذا البغضاء فإيش النصيحة على هذا بارك الله فيك؟
المسلم ما دام تصح الصلاة لنفسه تصح بغيره.
The Muslim, as long as their own salah is as long as their own salah is acceptable for them, their own salah is acceptable for themselves, then it is acceptable on behalf of others.
فلذلك المسلم الإمام مهما كان عنده معصية فتصح الصلاة خلفه.
For this reason, the Imam, whatever kind of, regardless of whatever kind of sins that he commits, salah is acceptable making it behind him.
ولكن الأفضل أن يكون إمام الناس ممن يحبه الناس.
But what is better is that the Imam of the people be someone that the people love.
لأن من أما قوما وهم له كارهون فلا تقبل صلاته.
Because the one who leads a people who hate him in salah, then this person's will not be rewarded for their salah.
هذا عادة ما يكون بسبب أن الإمام لا يحسن الإمام لذلك يكرهه الناس.
And this is usually because the person leading the salah is not good at it, so the people would dislike him for this.
أما إذا كان الإمام صالحا.
But if the Imam is a righteous individual.
ومطبقا لآداب الإسلام.
And implements the manners of Islam and etiquettes.
وبعض الناس يكرهون إمامته لأنه يطبق السنة.
And some of the people dislike him leading the salah because he implements the sunnah.
فهم الآثمون.
They are the ones who are
وهو
sinful.
لا شيء عليه.
And there is nothing upon him.
ثانيا أن الإنسان إذا صلى خلف شخص وهو يكرهه.
And the second thing is if somebody makes salah behind another person and he dislikes this person.
صلاته صحيحة.
His salah is correct and acceptable.
ويعالج هذا السبب الذي للكره.
And he should try to find a remedy for this and treat this hatred. Why is you know and assessing why it is present.
عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه لما كان محصورا كان أمير المؤمنين خليفة.
Uthman ibn Affan, he was the Khalifa at the time and he was imprisoned in his home.
جاء له الصحابة.
Some of the companions came to him.
وقالوا أنت الآن لا تصلي بالناس لأنك محصور في البيت.
And they said to him, you now are not leading the people in salah because you are trapped in your home.
ويصلي بالناس إمام فتنة.
And an imam of fitna is leading the people in salah now.
فقال خير أعمالكم الصلاة.
So he said the best of your deeds is salah.
فإن أحسنوا فلكم ولهم.
So if they do well and perform it well, then it is in your favor and theirs.
وأمرهم أن يصلوا خلفهم.
And he commanded that they make salah behind him.
حتى لا تحصل فتنة.
In order that a fitna will not occur.
لأن بعض الناس إذا كره الإمام ماذا يفعل؟
Because if some of the people dislike the imam, what should he do?
ممكن يأتي يتأخر عن الصلاة حتى يعمل جماعة أخرى.
Perhaps he would try to come late to salah purposely in order to make a second jama'ah.
وهذا حرام.
And this is haram.
وبعض الناس يذهب ويبني مسجدا آخر لأجل الفرقة.
And some people may go to build another masjid in order to cause disunity.
بدون الحاجة للمسجد.
Without a need to build another masjid.
لكن للفرقة.
Just to cause disunity.
مثل ما فعل المنافقون في مسجد الضرار.
Just like the hypocrites did when they built the masjid al-Dirar.
هذا لا يجوز.
This is impermissible.
والمسلم لابد يصبر على إخوانه.
And the Muslim must be patient with his brothers.
ويحسن ظنه بهم.
And have good thoughts of them.
الدنيا قريبة.
The dunya is very near.
ممكن الإنسان يموت في أي وقت.
The dunya is very near to its end, and a person could die in any time.
فليحرص أن يلقى الله وصدره سليم للمسلمين.
And so the person should be very guardful that when they meet Allah, their heart is pure and free of any animosity towards the Muslims.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا فعل به المشركون في مكة؟
What did the mushrikun do to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca?
ضربوه.
They beat him.
وأدموا قدميه.
And they made his feet bleed.
كانوا يجعلون الشوك. في طريقه.
And they used to put thorns in his path.
وذهب إلى أهل الطائف ليدعوهم.
And he went to the people of الطائف to call them.
فردوا دعوتهم.
And they rejected his da'wah.
فرجع إلى مكة مهموما.
So he returned back to Mecca with a very stressed and worried.
حيث لم ينصره أهل مكة.
Being that the people of Mecca did not help him.
ولم ينصره أهل الطائف.
Nor did the people of الطائف.
وأذوه.
And they harmed him.
فأصابه هم وغم شديد.
So he was very depressed and stressed.
وهو في الطريق وصل إلى السيل الكبير.
So when he was going, he came to a certain place.
فجاءه جبريل.
So Jibril came to him.
وقال هذا وسلم عليه.
And he greeted him.
وقال هذا ملك الجبال.
And he said, this here is the angel of the mountains.
يسلم عليك.
He is greeting you.
فسلم عليه ملك الجبال.
So ملك الجمال gave him salam.
وقال إن شئت يا محمد أطبق على أهل مكة الأخشبين.
And if you wish, O Muhammad, I will crush the people of Mecca between the two mountains.
ماذا فعل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do?
هل انتقم من أهل مكة؟
Did he have the people of Mecca? Did he take his revenge from them?
عفا عنهم.
He forgave them.
قال لا. ملك الجبال.
He said no to the angel of the mountains.
بل أستأني بهم يعني أصبر.
Rather I will be patient with them.
لعل الله يخرج من أصلابهم من يعبد الله لا يشرك به شيئا.
Perhaps Allah will bring forth from their offspring a group of people who will worship Him alone without associating any partners unto Him.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا فعل به المشركون في أحد؟
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did the people of shirk, what did the idolaters do to him in Uhud?
جرحوه في وجهه.
They injured him in his face.
ودخلت حلقتي المغفر في وجنتيه.
And the two sides of the helmet went inside of, into his.
وكسرت بعض أسنانه الرباعية.
Into his jaws and one of his teeth was broken.
فماذا فعل؟
What did he do in this situation?
كان يمسح الدم عن وجهه.
He used to wipe the blood off of his face.
ويقول.
And say.
اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون.
Oh Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا فعل في فتح مكة؟
What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do during the conquest of Mecca?
لما سيطر على مكة.
When he took control of it.
قال للناس كما روي في السير ما تظنون أني فاعل بكم.
He said to the people, as is in the books of history, he said, what do you all think I'm going to do with you now? And they are disbelievers.
كفار.
They were disbelievers.
Disbelievers, يعني مش غير مسلمين.
Disbelievers, يعني كفار.
هيك يعني نفس اللفظ. طيب. فماذا قال قالوا قالوا أخ كريم وابن أخ كريم.
So they said to him, you are an honorable brother and the son of an honorable brother.
فقال اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء.
He said, go and as you all are free.
فعفى عنه.
So he pardoned them.
فلا بد يكون بين العفو.
So we must pardon one another.
والعافين عن الناس يظلهم الله في ظله يوم ظل لا ظل إلا ظل.
And the ones who pardon the people, Allah will shade them under the shade of His throne.
ويدخلهم جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض.
And enter them into a paradise that is as vast as the heavens and the earth.
روي في الحديث وفي سنده ضعف أن رجلا دخل من باب المسجد.
It has been narrated in a narration, and there was a weakness in the chain that a man entered into the masjid.
وكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يدخل عليكم رجل من أهل الجنة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said a man will come into the masjid now who is from the people of paradise.
فدخل هذا الرجل وصلى في المسجد.
So this individual, he walked into the masjid and made salah in the masjid.
عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص لما رآه وخرج من الصلاة لحقه.
عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص, when he saw him come in and when he was finished with his salah, he went after him.
وطلب أن يبيت عنده.
And he asked to spend the night by him.
يريد أن ينظر إلى عبادته.
He wanted to see this individual's worship.
وما هو سبب أنه من أهل الجنة.
And to see what is the reason that he is from the people of paradise.
يقول فبت عنده فلم أرى له كبير صلاة.
He said, so I spent the night by him and I didn't see that he made very much salah.
يعني يصلي مثل ما يصلي الناس. عادي.
He made salah just like everyone else.
فسأله.
So he asked him.
لماذا قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك من أهل الجنة؟
Why did the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mention you were from the people of paradise؟
وليس لك كبير صلاة.
And you don't make that much salah.
فقال الله أعلم.
He said Allah knows best.
لكن إذا أردت أن أنام فلا يكون في صدري على أي أحد من المسلمين.
He said, but when I go to sleep, I don't have any animosity in my heart for any of the Muslims.
وأعفو عن كل من اغتابني.
And I forgive everyone who has backbitten me.
فالعفو مهم.
So pardoning is very important.
وخيرهما من بدأ بالسلام.
And the best of the two individuals who were quarreling is the one who initiates the other with the salam.
المسلم يتنازل لأخيه.
The Muslim humiliates themselves, has humility in themselves for their brother.
وبعض الناس تشتري مودتهم بالمال.
And some people, they buy the people's love with wealth.
لكن ما يحتاج هذا.
But a person does not need this.
والكلمة الطيبة صدقة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the kind word is a form of charity.
وحسن الظن طيب.
And having good thoughts is very good.
والمسامحة طيبة.
And also pardoning and forgiveness.
أسأل الله لكم التوفيق والسداد.
I ask Allah to grant you all success.
نعم.
So, if a place is dedicated as a masjid, and donations are taken to be called a masjid, that's why people paid for it. If the community was to move to another masjid, can that first masjid be turned into a place of commerce, like apartment or something like that, or does it have to remain a masjid?
يسأل عن البناية اللي تكلم عنها فيصل اليوم الصبح. يعني هل يجوز لهم أن يؤجروا مثل هذا الشيء ولا لا بد أن يبقى مسجدا؟
المسجد هو ما كان موقوفا لله.
A masjid is something that is designated and contributed for the sake of Allah.
ليس لأحد من الناس.
It does not belong to any particular person.
وقف. هذا مسجد.
This is what a masjid is.
ما يجوز بيعه ولا شراءه.
It is not permissible to buy it or sell it.
أما المصلى.
As for a مصلى.
يعني مكان معد للصلاة.
A place that was prepared and designated for صلاة.
فهذا ليس مسجدا.
This is not a masjid.
وليس له أحكام المسجد.
Nor does it have the rulings of a masjid.
مثل ما يستأجر بيتا ليصلي فيه ثم يستأجر بيت آخر ويترك الأول.
Like for example, if a person were to rent a home to a house to make salah in it, and then goes on and rents a different one.
مثلا أنت في بيتك تصلي في البيت.
Like for example, if you are in your home, you make salah in your home.
ويجوز أن تبيع بيتك.
And it is permissible to sell your house.
وتؤجره.
And to rent it out.
المهم الشيء الذي للمسلمين يكون للمسلمين.
What's important is that the thing that is belongs to the Muslims remains for the Muslims.
فذاك إذا كان بأموال المسلمين يجوز أن يؤجره والمال يكون للمسجد.
So if that area, that place was bought and purchased by the wealth of the Muslims, then it needs to remain as such, and it is permissible to rent it out, but the money needs to be belonging to the Muslims.
ينبغي أن تتسامح مع فيصل.
You need to be forgiving with Faisal. يقول هذا الحكم حتى لو كان مسجدا حتى لو كان مسجدا وليس مصلى.
لا مسجد وقف.
He said a masjid is different. It is designated for that.
تمام بتشرحش كله؟
يقول ها؟
ما قد شرحتوش الفرق بين المسجد والمصلى؟
Yeah, he said, didn't he just define what is a masjid and a musalla?
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سمى الأرض كلها مسجد.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called all of the earth a masjid.
يعني مكان للصلاة.
Meaning a place for صلاة.
إيش معنى كلمة وقف؟
It is a what?
Religious endowment.
Religious endowment.
Endowment.
So designated for Allah is not good enough? Is a different meaning?
No. When you say
waqf,
it means endowment.
No, what I'm saying is there is a difference between that and what I said.
No, you are not using. I'm encouraging you to apply the word endowment whenever he says
waqf. Waqf. نفس أقرب إلى اللفظ.
طيب.
نعم. عمر رضي الله عن عمر.
السلام عليكم.
السلام.
My question is right. You write about the building at the Imam's residence. You write about that because 13,000 is very little that we could come together and get it together and build a place for the Imam. So now my thing is this, right? When you talk, when you ask, like if The imam has to know that he is here for the people and not Faisal. One. And the thing is, the imam, when you ask him a question, he don't tell you, welcome to the Bahamas, or he's not gonna answer the question. You don't understand? But if you're gonna answer the question, if I ask you a question because you are a student of knowledge, answer the question. Don't turn around, don't answer the question, and then, you know what I mean, just let it go. You understand? Because you're here for the people, not Faisal.
شو بيقول؟
يعني بشهر في قاسم وبنتقده قدام الناس قاعد
ايش بيقول؟
بيقول انه يعني شغال لفيصل ومش شغال للناس
مش فاهم
يعني انه بطيع فيصل وبطيعش الناس
لا هو هيك بس قال بالحرف الواحد
اذا سئل سؤالا يعني حاجة بينه وبينه مش فاهم أنا بالضبط ولكن هم فاهمين على بعض ممكن في قاسم يفهمك أحسن
أنا أقول سأل العالم
نعم
في أناس الذين نتصلون بهم
أحسنت
أيوة إذا لا أريد يعني زيادة الخوض
طيب هذا هو يقول
إيش هذا الكلام
هو يقول هكذا فقط وإيش كمان يقول لا إيش قال؟
يأتي بأسئلة ما يريد يعني الجواب من الأساس بس
لعل الله سبحانه وتعالى أراد أن يخرجه منه حتى يكون في فائدة له ولك
لعل لكن هو يسأل أشياء التي يعرف الجواب
لا ما يعرف إن شاء الله ما يعرف
يعرف؟
نعم
أنا أفهم
طيب خلينا نفهمه
نعم
الحين هذا السؤال صح؟ إنه بيقول انه قاسم ما بيجاوب الاسئله يقول يسأل العلماء وبقول انه قاسم بيشتغل عند فيصل هيك بيقول
لا بيقول الامام لما بيجي لازم يكون جاي للمجتمع مش لفيصل يعني ما هو اصلا سؤال
كويس لا مش مشكله قول وجهه نظرك يعني كلامك انه الامام للمجتمع صحيح
He said, you saying that the imam is for the people, for the service of the people is correct.
لذلك أنا قلت لكم تدفعوا الفلوس لبناء بيته.
For this reason I said to you all you should pay the money to help build his house.
ثم ما هي وظيفة الإمام؟
And then what is the responsibilities of the imam?
فرق بين إمام الصلاة وإمام المسلمين.
There is a difference between an imam for the Muslims and an imam in salah.
إمام الصلاة يؤم بالناس ويقرأ بهم الفجر، الظهر، العصر، المغرب، العشاء.
The imam of salah leads the people in the five prayers.
أيضا صلاة الجمعة.
And صلاة الجمعة.
هذه وظيفة الإمام.
This is the responsibilities of the imam.
أحيانا الإمام يكون عنده علم.
Sometimes the imam will have knowledge
يكون عالم
and be a person who is a scholar
يعني بيصير إمام وعالم
In this case they will become an imam and a scholar
أمران مختلفان
These are two different things
لكن أفضل
But it is better
فالإمام العالم أفضل من الإمام غير العالم
So the knowledgeable imam is better than the one who is not
أحيانا الإمام يكون مدير للمركز
Sometimes the imam would be an administrator of the organization or the.
فهذا له يكون وظيفة الإمامة وظيفة الإدارة وظيفتان مختلفتان.
These are two different positions. He is the organization administrator. He is the administrator and the imam. Two different positions.
والإمام هو لا يعمل عند فيصل ولا يعمل عند عمر.
And the imam, he does not work for Faisal or for Umar.
لذلك فيصل ما يعطيه الراتب من جيبه.
For this reason, Faisal doesn't pay him from his own pocket.
بل من الأموال تبرع بها المسلمون للمسجد.
Rather, he pays him from the donations that are given by the Muslims to the masjid.
والإمام ليس موظف عند المصلين.
And the imam is not a servant to the people. An employee of the people.
هو موظف عند رب العالمين.
He is an employee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لكن هو يتعاون مع الناس.
But he is works together with the people.
وهو لا يستطيع أن يطبق كل ما يريده الناس.
And he does not have the ability to implement everything that the people want.
أنت تريد شيئاً وغيرك يريد شيئاً آخر.
If you want something, someone else wants something different.
ما يستطيع يرضي كل الناس.
He can't please all of the people.
هو المهم يرضي الله.
What's important is that they please Allah.
أنت متزوج؟
Are you married?
زوجتك تطيعه في كل شيء؟
Do you obey your wife in everything?
لكنك عايش معها ومبسوط.
But you're living together and you're enjoying yourself.
تعاون.
So be work together.
والبيت هو مجتمع مسلم صغير.
And the home it is a small community, small Muslim community.
فاتتك الصلاة وصليت في البيت.
If you miss salah and you made salah in home.
تصلي أنت وزوجتك ممكن ولا لا؟
Would you make salah with your wife? Is this possible or not?
من الإمام؟
Who is the imam?
يعني بما أنك إمام لازم تطيع في كل شيء.
So does that mean because you are the imam you have to listen to her and everything?
هكذا قاسم. هذا في كل المسلمين بلاد المسلمين. هذا في.
This is in all of the Muslim lands.
حتى في المدينة.
Even in Medina.
ليس كل الناس يرضى عن الإمام.
Not everybody is pleased with the imam.
ولا الإمام يطبق كل ما يريده الناس.
Nor does the imam implement everything that people want.
الواجب على الجميع أن يعمل بما يرضي الله.
What's obligatory upon everyone is to do what pleases Allah.
قاسم إذا جئت سألته عن مسألة في الوضوء أو في الصلاة معروفة يجيبك ولا ما يجيبك؟
If Qasim, if you were to come and ask him about something regarding salah or wudu, would he answer your question or not?
يجيبك.
He would answer.
لكن في مسائل كبيرة ممكن هو لا يعرفها.
But there are other questions that are serious questions that he does not answer.
فيقول لك اسأل العلماء.
So he says to you, ask these scholars.
أو هو يبحث في المسألة ويعطيك كلام العلماء.
Or he will research the matter and give you the words of the scholars.
هذا أفضل.
This is better.
بدلا من أن يفتيك بما لا يعلم.
This is better than him answering your question without knowledge.
يعني أنت تريد إذا سألك أي سؤال يجيبك يعني أي جواب المهم جواب ولا يريد الحق.
Do you want that if you ask him any question he just gives you any answer or that do you want the right answer?
الذي عنده تقوى الله يبحث عن الجواب الصحيح.
The one who has taqwa of Allah will look for the correct answer.
والإمام لا يتكلم إلا بالعلم.
And the imam should not speak except with knowledge.
وإذا لا يعلم يقول الله أعلم.
And if he does not know he should say Allah knows best.
الحمد لله. أنت كم ستدفع من 13,000؟
How much are you going to pay for or donate for the
1,000.
Don't burn the cup.
شو بقول؟
مش غني.
Oh, poor. 500. الحمد لله. نعم. الحمد لله. الله سبحانه وتعالى يرزقكم جميعا يا رب. قول الله يرزقكم جميعا.
May Allah
يرزقنا جميعا.
Bless you all. Bless us all.
جميعا.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام.
In my reading of the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my understanding is that he operated in a way where his communication was clear and direct to the people. From my understanding, that facilitated trust and a spirit of cooperation within the community. I'm not as knowledgeable as you, but to me, I cannot see a community or really a gathering becoming a true community without trust. And to me, trust is built with clear, direct speech, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do in Al-Quran, right? We know here, if we be honest, speech from our leader is not always direct and clear. I cannot say what his intentions are because that's with him and Allah. But if you want me to participate, you have to be clear so I can understand what it is I am participating in. We are all in a very tough recession, and people don't just have money right now to just throw. You need to explain what you're doing. When changes are needed to take place, come to the people with honest, direct speech and tell us why. For example, we were told this seminar would not take place if the funds were not in hand to bring you here. Alhamdulillah, you're here. So for me, I assume that the money was given somehow, it came from somewhere to afford you to be here. Lo and behold, now we're getting emails saying that is well beyond the money that we were told before, but no explanation. So to me, yes, we must be forgiven, but people must be fair to us as well and explain the situation. We're only human.
نعم. يعني أنا فهمت من السؤال أو يعني بعض الكلام الأخير إنه إذا الإنسان منهم أنفق إشي بده يشوف ثمرته. يعني زي ما هم الآن مثلاً أنا جيت وشافوني جيت يعني صدق معهم في الكلام فهم بيدفعوا لأنهم خلاص وثقوا إنه أنا جيت. لكن هم بخافوا إنهم يدفعوا الفلوس وتروح في غير السبيل اللي هم دفعوا لأجله.
حكى بالضبط العكس. العكس حكى إنه ليش لما بيسألوا مصاري بيقولوا الناس ليش المصاري وإيش تفاصيل المصاري فقط. إحنا بدنا نعرف شو التفاصيل وهيك يعني.
هذا اللي أنا قلت نفس الشيء يعني إنه لما بدي شو يدفع وإشي بدي يعرف وين راحت الفلوس.
لا يعني أعطى مثل ليش بدهم الفلوس مش وين راحت يعني أعطى مثل ليش.
هو لما يقول وين راحت يعني مش معقول يقول له بدي أشرب فيها شاي. هو بيطلب للمسجد مثلا بيطلب لبناء البيت للإمام بده يشوف طبعا ليش عرف ليش للإمام ودفع وبده يشوف انه انبنى المسجد
نعم
انبنى البيت مثلا الحين هو انا جيت دفع الفلوس لأن أنا عشان بدي اجي عرف انا ليش جيت لطلب للدوره وراني جيت فقلت وقتها ايش؟ بدفع لانه عرف السبب وعرف التفاصيل مش هذا كلامه؟ هو كلامه ايضا؟
هو قال انتوا لما جيتوا قال ما مش رايح يعني ضرب مثل بتيانكم انه يعني لما جيت انت ما يعني ودى واحد ايميل بقول انه اتعدينا حد المال المفروض نصرفه ومحتاجين كمان مال بس ما حدا قال ليش محتاجين كمان مال
نعم.
هيك هذا اللي بقول فيه
صحيح يعني هذه الأمور وهي خاصة الأمور المالية الواضحة تحتاج إلى على قولهم شفافية يعني وضوح.
It is correct that these money things, these things having to do with finances, they need to have some, they need to be clear.
هذا صحيح.
This is correct.
والآن لما أنا تكلمت عن سكن قاسم سكن الإمام أنتم عرفتم أين ستذهب الأموال.
And now when I mentioned the house, building the house for the Imam, you know where this money is going to go.
واقترحت تكوين لجنة.
And to formulate a committee to oversee it.
من ثلاث أشخاص.
From three people.
وتكون الأمور مكشوفة.
And everything would be out in the open.
ما في سر.
No secrets.
حتى من يتبرع يطمئن.
So that whoever gives, donates anything, they can be rest assured.
والجميع يرتاح.
And everyone can be comfortable.
Should that be the standard that we use across the board where we deal in our matters openly. I mean, we don't have to hide things from one another.
You mean for money?
Whatever it is, money, hajj, whatever it is. We deal with things straight, direct, no funny speech. We clear. Because there are a lot of persons with animosity, and I honestly believe that clear speech could help eliminate it.
بقول يعني هل ينبغي أن تكون كل الأمور مكشوفة يعني في المسجد كل إشي يكون معروف بين الناس وخبرينهم عن كل إشي؟
مثلا جعل المسجد مال صدقة للفقراء.
For example, if some charity comes to the masjid for the poor.
وهو هذا الفقير ممن يصلي معكم.
And this poor person is someone who makes salah with you all.
ولا يحب أن يعرف الناس أنه فقير.
And he doesn't want anybody to know that he is poor.
فلا ينبغي ذكر اسمه أمام الناس.
So we should not go and mention his name in front of everyone.
ولكن يكتب صدقة على الفقير.
Rather, it should be written down some charity was given to a poor person.
ولا بد يكون في ثقة بينكم.
And there has to be trust amongst you all.
الأشياء الكبيرة يعني تظهر للناس.
The big things they should be shown to the people.
يعني مثلا لما تأتي بالمشايخ قيمة التذكرة قيمة السفر هذا مكشوف.
So for example when you bring some مشايخ some شيخ the money spent and the ticket price and so forth should be available and public.
بناء مسكن للإمام يكون مكشوف.
Or building a residence for the Imam, for example, should be.
فلوس لأجل دفع الكهرباء لدفع المياه مكشوف.
Or money that is for the electricity and.
راتب الإمام راتب الخادم المسجد الذي ينظف المسجد.
And the one who the pay for the Imam and the one who cleans the masjid and so forth.
هذه تكون مكشوفة.
All of these things should be. Clear.
فمعظم الأشياء بتكون مكشوفة.
So the majority of things would be made public.
نعم.
In that regard, would you think it a good thing for the community to appoint a treasurer whereby all of these things are properly put together and shown to the people so that it helps build trust?
يعني إذا كان الأمر هيك فأحسن إنه ما حط واحد يكون شغله بس في المصاري يعني تبع الحسابات وكل المصاري بتيجي عنده وكذا.
ممكن.
Perhaps.
لكن هذا الموظف يحتاج إلى راتب.
But this treasurer needs to have a get paid from as well.
ولازم تزيدوا الفلوس.
So you have to give more money.
باليمين أيوة.
Okay. Okay. I don't know, but if I said you make an answer this, right? A long time ago, right? We had a paper. We had a paper called a constitution, right? Now this paper, I kind of took this paper with me to Yemen, right? Sheikh Yahya, he looked at it. He refused to acknowledge the type of thing, right?
Who?
Sheikh Yahya Al-Ajuri.
Oh.
Right? And some of the students looked at it and they said, this is like pure madness. Right? And then we came back here and this was supposed to be looked into by some scholars or some people of knowledge like that. Right? On how we can rectify this. Right? So I don't know if I said I've given it to anybody to look at. But I say, while you're here, perchance, maybe you can look at it or you can take it with you or whatever and see how we can rectify the situation.
The constitution for the masjid?
Yeah.
For the government?
Yeah.
كل,
no.
Well, it's for the government, but it's upon the Jama.
هنا في الدولة هاي لازم يكون كل جماعة دينية عندها دستور مكتوب
هذا الدستور المكتوب كتبوها وأخذوها على الشيخ يحيى زمان عشان يوقع عليها وما يعني أبى يوقع عليها وقال يعني هذا غلط ومش مزبوط ومش عارف إيش زي هيك يعني المكتوب فيه المكتوب فيه المهم. على كل حال كان المفروض إنه غيره من الشيوخ ينظروا فيه ويوقعوا عليه وكذا. فبيقول ممكن وأنتم موجودين هنا يعني تقدروا
إن شاء الله. لا بأس.
He said sure. Sure, yes. He will do that. No, no. What you said? Could you take a look at it while you're here? That's what you said, correct? For him, he said yes.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
There are two elements here, right? You have a constitution which is needed for the legalization of the Jamaat and the authorities, the government, as a self, as a charitable or non-profit organization. That is something we have to have, which we, under the constitution, to be able to the properties are written under. We have disbanded that aspect of a constitution for membership of Muslims long time ago.
That's what he's talking about?
I think that's what he's talking about. Right? I don't think he's talking about the legalization of it that is required by law, that we have a constitution. Right? I don't know. I don't think you're talking about that. Because that's a law, that's a legal thing. Okay, you have to have that, right? Or else anybody could come and own the property here. Okay.
Sure.
بقول في اثنين من هذه الأشياء كان عندهم هذا الدستور اللي كتبوا للحكومة هذا فرغوا منه هذه بس شغلة معاملة.
نعم.
وأما الثاني اللي هو الأخ بيحكي عنه إنه كان كل واحد يكون عنده يعني حتى يكون من الجماعة في دستور معين يتبعه مش عارف إيه زي هيك يعني قال هذا يعني شلناه زمان يعني
الحمد لله.
Okay. As far as the question that Ian gave before he goes over, Ian, right? When it comes down to treasurer, the Jama'ah has a structured policy in the appointment of treasurer. Okay, the Shura. They appoint treasurer, not Faisal, the Shura. They look into the people and they decide who's best. And they will then advise Faisal in that respect. I only go by the advice of the Shura in this matter. Okay? So it's not the community comes and say, okay, we want this person to be appointed as treasurer. No. We have a structure where the Shura has a responsibility for that. That's Rashid, that's Farid, that's Kareem McIver, that's Abu Saif, and these brothers are not here, but they are part of the Shura, I think one of the things, right? Abu Halal and Dr. Munir Rashad, who's here. That area of appointment, when that needs to be done, or to take off or put on, the Shura decides that. The community can consult with them and give advice. As to say, well, look, we would like such and such, such and such, such and such. But the Shura makes the decision, not Faisal.
Wait. Translate. أريد أفهم. أرسان. تفضل.
بقول هذا الفكرة اللي جابها هذا الأخ عن واحد يتطرق يعني يكون مسؤول عن الأموال.
أيوه.
متخصص في
المحاسب يعني.
مش محاسب يعني الأموال كلها بتيجي عنده وهو بتصرف فيها
لا محاسب هو اقترح محاسب
لا هو ما اقترح محاسب هو اقترح واحد يكون داير باله على المال ويوزعها ويكون هو مسؤول عن المال مش محاسب فقط
اسأله مرة ثانية
You mean a treasurer or you mean an accountant
treasurer
نفس اللي قلت له
انه مش محاسب
يعني مش محاسب هو اللي بيدير باب بتصرف في المال اللي في المسجد
ما بصيرش محاسب ومدير اثنين
يعني يعني هذا الشخص اللي انت بتسأله يعني هو اللي يتصرف في الأموال على هواه؟ قل له هيك بنفس السؤال.
You mean the treasurer is the one that receives the money and does with it what?
إذن هذا مش مسؤول، اسمه محاسب.
أنا ترجمت اللي سأله. ما بعرف
ما فهمه أنت، هذا مش
هو هيك حكى لي، فأنا ترجمته زي ما سمعت.
قل له هذا مش مسؤول المال، اسمه محاسب. قل له.
So you mean an accountant then, somebody to overlook the books.
يعني انه عنده مراجعة الحسابات.
Give you the clarity on it. What a treasurer ought to do is receive copies of all of the deposits received on
behalf. It's an accountant.
He'll keep the books, but he does not receive the money.
A treasurer receives money. An accountant looks over the, is a bookkeeper.
Trust me, you're talking to a chartered accountant right now. So
a bookkeeper.
I'm telling you,
it does not matter. يعني واحد بس يكون مراقب للإحسابات.
هذا اسمه محاسب. خلاص. اللغة العربية محاسب.
But basically, the function records the money coming in and the expenses going out without the individual having access to those funds. That is a control measure to protect people, to protect the one recording and to protect the people giving. That's a basic thing.
This is a bookkeeper, yani.
Call it.
Right? نعم. بس واحد يراقب الأموال يعني.
طيب.
داخل والخارج.
دوني.
أنا عندي اقتراحات. عندي اقتراحات.
Says I have an idea.
أولا فتح حساب في البنك باسم المسجد.
Is to open a bank account for the masjid.
المسجد في الحكومة باسم مركز أليس كذلك؟
The masjid is
اسم الرسمي.
An organization with the government, right? No.
أو
it's registered. It's registered organization. نقول نعم.
فتح الحساب هذا لا يكون شخص يسحب منه المال.
He said this bank account should not be one person who can take the money from it.
يختار ثلاث أشخاص.
Should be three people.
تتشاورون فيهم.
And you all discuss who these three people should be.
لا يصرف شيء من المال إلا بتوقيع ثلاث توقيعات.
The none of the money should be spent without three signatures.
هذا في البنك حيث تستقبل تبرعاتكم عبر رقم حساب.
And you can accept your donations through a bank account, a wire number.
ويلزم أو تلزم إدارة المسجد بكشف حساب شهري تبعث موجود في الإدارة لمن يريد أن يطلع من أعضاء المسجد أو من المسجد.
A monthly report should be made and kept with the administration for whoever wants to look at the records.
والذين في المسجد إدارة المسجد أي شيء يصرف يسجل.
And the people who are in the administration, anything that they spend, they should write it down and record it.
إما يقوم بهذا فيصل.
This could either be Faisal.
أو يوظف شخصا لهذا العمل.
Or he could put someone else to do this.
يكون مسؤول عن إيش يدخل المسجد وإيش يخرج من المسجد.
To be responsible for what goes out and what comes in, to record it.
ثاني شيء صندوق التبرعات.
The second thing is the donation boxes.
يكون ثلاث مفاتيح.
It should have three keys.
مع إدارة المسجد.
With the administration.
لا يفتح الصندوق إلا الثلاثة.
Nobody can open the box except for all three of them.
فيعد الأموال.
So they count the money.
ويبين أين تنفق.
And show where is it going to be spent.
نعم. هذا يطرد الشيطان.
This will keep away the shaitan.
نعم.
Now, one moment.
Wait.
The basic part of what you said, I believe, is in place now. What is missing is the reporting part, because the people don't know.
People don't know. بعض هذا المذكور في كلامك موجود الآن، ولكن البيان للناس، الناس مش عارفين، هو البيان اللي محتاجينه الآن. البيان الشهري أو البيان.
as a result of that, the waswas gets very busy.
No.
And accusations fly all over. I've heard a lot of things about people.
No.
Most I do not believe, right? But by not reporting to the people, you open the door.
No.
And really, what is there to hide? If we're doing Allah's work, what is there to hide?
Yeah. Finish?
Oh, sorry. No, one thing. No, I have to do this because the brother told me to do it.
No.
I have Brother Faisal just say about Brother Kareem in Egypt. Now, I know from previous conversations with Faisal, he said he will get shura from persons abroad. Now, Brother Kareem told me to let it be known he is not on the shura. He will give advice, yes, but he is not a member of the shura. That's what he told me to my face in Egypt last year. And he told me to make it clear. So I've done what he asked me to do. Allah is the witness. Assalamu alaikum.
So, what is it?
What?
He said,
not Fareed. Makaiva. Last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that the Muslims do, if Kareem had told him that last year, he should have brought it to me right away. Kareem to this day has never told me that he's off the shura. He never told me. He's been given advice by email on the shura affairs. Right, so I don't know what he's speaking about, but I'll ask him. I'll ask Kareem Makaiva if he made that statement to him. But if I find that he made the statement last year and he's just bringing it here today.
اسمه كريم ساكن في مصر
بهامي ايوه
من الشورى بيقول لهذا
نعم
بيحكي نعم. بيحكي ويت. لهذا انه انا مش على الشورى
نعم
وهذا بيقول انا بحكي معاه دائما وبتواصل معاه دائما ما عمره حكى لي انه هو متنازل عن الشورى فبيقول هذا انا حكى لي هيك السنه اللي فات وهذا بيقول انا ما عمره حكى لي بس
يعني فيصل بيقول انه ما عمره حد قال لي انه كريم مش معك الشورى
بيقول كريم نفسه ما عمره ايش حكى لي هذا الكلام
ما معنى كلمه شورى
What is the meant by the shura? يعني الإدارة الإدارة بس هم بيحكوا لها شورى هذا المقصود.
لا شورى ولا إدارة يعني.
هم الشورى والإدارة مترادف.
طيب عشان نوضح المصطلحات. الشورى يقصد بها أحد أمرين.
The shura means one of two things.
الأمر الأول أن يكون موظفا.
The first thing is that the person is an employee.
يعني عضو في الإدارة.
Meaning a member of the administration.
رسمي.
Is an official member of the administration.
إذا كان كذلك.
If that is what it is.
يكون.
Is what is meant.
يجب على جماعة المسجد أن يستشيروه في أي شيء من مصالح المسجد.
In this case, it is obligatory upon the rest of the administration in the masjid to take his advice on anything that happens, transpires in the masjid.
ويجب أن يطلعوه أول بأول على أحوال المسجد.
And they need to let him know of everything that is going on in the masjid.
ويجب عليه أن يسأل كل فترة عن أحوال المسجد ويسأل عن ماذا حصل.
And he also needs to ask about what is going on in the masjid and what is taking place.
هذا المعنى الأول من الشورى. موظف شورى رسمي.
This is the first meaning of shura.
المعنى الثاني.
The second meaning.
أنه مستشار متبرع.
Is that he is somebody who is his advice is taken, and he is just gives advice, and he is just a volunteer.
يأخذ رأيه في بعض الأحوال.
They take his opinion sometimes.
لا سيما إذا كان خبيرا في شيء معين.
Especially if he has some experience in a particular field.
أو عنده اهتمام به.
Or if he has some particular shows importance to this.
فهذه شورى اختيارية.
This is a voluntary shura.
ولا يجب أن يطلعوه على كل شيء.
And they don't have to tell him about everything that goes on.
إلا إذا يعني أرادوا استشارته في هذا الشيء.
Unless they want to take his opinion and see what he has to say about a particular matter.
كريم في أي واحد؟
Which one is Kareem of the two?
From my understanding of what Kareem told me, he would fall into the second.
الأول ولا الثاني؟ Second.
الثاني.
فيصل. Second or first?
No one on the shura is paid. So they're all in the second.
قول ما فيش.
الحمد لله. إذن ليس بينكما خلاف.
Said then you don't, you guys aren't really have any disagreement.
لكن ينبغي أن يكون هناك مجلس شورى.
But there should be a shura.
فأنتم
formulated.
ليس عندكم سلطان مسلم.
You all do not have a Muslim leader.
وليس عندكم قاضي مسلم.
Nor do you have a Muslim judge.
ينبغي أن يكون لكم جماعة ويكون لكم قاضي.
You need to have a جماعة and you need to have a judge.
وتعترف بكم الحكومة.
And the government should recognize you.
في الزواج، في الطلاق، في الخلع.
In marrying and marriage and divorce. And
والخلافات بين المسلمين يحلها القاضي.
The different disputes that occurs amongst the Muslims.
هذا الذي ينبغي.
That the judge can.
المسلمين في البهاما.
This is what should be for the Muslims in the Bahamas.
أسأل الله لكم التوفيق والسداد.
I ask Allah to grant you all success.
نعم. عمر، شيخ عمر رضي الله عن عمر.
السلام عليكم. My question is, should we have an insurer that is not in the Bahamas, that's not circulating with the people? Because majority of those brothers, them who overseas, none of us have their phone numbers, none of us have their emails to get in contact with them. So now, maybe this brother here will probably just get the email because he's talking a lot. So we don't have no way of getting in contact with these people to let them know what's going on. He only hear one side of the story. So if you hear one side of the story, you don't really know what's going on.
Sure.
يقول هل ينبغي على هذه الأعضاء من الإدارة أن تكون من خارج البلد لأنه كثير من هذه الأعضاء مش موجودة عندنا أرقام تلفوناتهم ولا الإيميل تبعهم حتى نتكلم معاهم يعني ما فيش طريقة إن إحنا نحكي معاهم يعني على انفراد.
فيصل إن شاء الله يرسل إليكم إيميل رشيد فريد أنا ذر يعني أي شخص آخر إيميل والهاتف حتى إذا أردتم تتواصلوا معه تتواصلوا معه وأعطيكم إيميلي وهاتفي إذا كان تريدون تتواصلون معي.
He said that Faisal is going to disclose that information and give the phone numbers and emails and also mine as well.
هو وقاسم يتعاونان في هذا.
Him and
Qasim. إمام قاسم.
Him and Imam Qasim should work together in this.
Salam, just before.
Salam.
What the brother said is not quite true. Because this brother here, he knows how to get in touch with Kareem McIver. He knows how to catch it in front of Rashid. He knows how to get in touch with Fareed. You know Fareed? Okay. This brother here, I know he's been in touch with the brothers there because Rashid will say he get calls from brothers. Right. But this question has come up many times before at community meetings, and I've always told the brother, right, if you want Fareed, but Fareed doesn't have an email. He doesn't answer emails, okay? And telephone number, Fareed is a little different. You have to get, I'll have to ask him to give permission to give you. Okay? But most of the brothers here, maybe not him, I don't know, have you been in touch with Rashid? Rashid, okay. Have you, do you not get in touch with them? Don't forget now. Like, email. You have it on Skype, right?
Okay. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. These brothers who have computer of Skype, they know them. But anyway, what I'll do, inshallah, is as I've done before. I will give the information again. Fareed, I'll get his permission, inshallah.
iPhone.
Oh, definitely. Email. Definitely, yeah.
Inshallah. No problem.
Sheikh, we have a called a Muslim group. All of these brothers' email are on it. When I send it out, all of them get into the Muslim group. Inshallah, when I'll send it out with your email, and they all will have your email.
Inshallah.
And right up to yesterday, we've been sending group. Ian has asked me to take him off the group. But even though I've taken him off, I still add him on. For whatever reason, you can say whatever reason you want. But no. You know, I only follow your, I follow your instruction.
اوكي
ان شاء الله
ان شاء الله حتى ممكن تعلق ورقه على اللوحه هناك فيها تليفون وايميل ما يعني من يستشيرهم المسجد نعم
perhaps they can post it up the names and numbers of the people that the
ليس مشكلة.
Masjid can seek advice from
no problem ايش؟
السلام
عليكم. نعم. خمس دقائق فينش ان شاء الله. اقل. لاست اخر مداخلة. نعم.
So from today it's safe to say that you are on Ashura now too.
نعم.
هل يقال انكم عضو من الشورى الان برضه؟
سكند. الحمد لله والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد موظف سكن يو إن شاء الله عليكم السلام إيميل I write a special number. No, this number, all people. انتهى اللقاء وإن شاء الله تعالى الموعد الساعة السادسة إن شاء الله بتوقيت جزر البهاما. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.